Yeah, that's right. Flula, milkman, party times!
Live from San Luis Obispo, you are listening to Hurricane and Scroggs. I am JD Scroggin. He is the Hurricane, but you can call him Owen Main. Owen, what's happening, pal?
JD Scroggin, what's going on, man? Yeah, it's been a little while.
It's been a long time. We have not
too
done,
long.
Yes, we haven't done a podcast in a few weeks.
Right.
And we meant this to be a weekly podcast.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like a slacker. But I will say this.
Yeah.
I am a big, heavy podcast listener. And most of the other podcasts that I listen to, nothing. Nothing
took Thanksgiving off
in November, but like late November,
yeah,
like mid November to late November, nothing.
Well, and in radio, in the radio world now too, is this is like when you'll hear random people on the radio
fill-ins.
As well, fill-ins, and radio stations are thinking about whether or not they're re-upping contracts for guys. So you know in January there's always like a few new random guys on the radio. If you listen to the radio, especially like sports radio,
yeah.
You know you'll see, oh, who's this guy, and they act like he's been there the whole time. Or they start the fill-in now and they let the guy take the last, you know, 2 weeks off, you know, in terms of like paid vacation, and they want to get the fill-in going.
Yep,
so that
yep.
It's like that. So,
insider baseball on radio.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Radio. Everything you wanted to know about the radio industry that you never knew you wanted to know and you don't actually want to know.
You definitely don't
want to
know.
From Owen Main.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Main Street.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This segment is called Main Street. It's about... it's about the archaic radio business. Go, Owen, go.
Well, I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow night.
Nice segue. You like that segue?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Well, I just want to say this. I felt guilty because we weren't potting, and I was like, why didn't I go the day before Thanksgiving to Owen's house?
Oh, yeah, it was
but
the day
was
before
like,
Thanksgiving.
Whatever, you know, like, you know, the podcasts aren't potting.
Did you go?
I don't
of,
feel that guilty.
Did you have to go out of town for Thanksgiving?
I didn't have to.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you go
have to.
East or south?
East.
East?
Northeast, I guess.
Del Este?
Yeah. Fresno?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Cool. And did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
I'm glad.
I kept up my end of the diet.
Yeah. So we'll talk about, I wanted to talk to you about that. Cause,
you want to talk about it in this episode or maybe a later episode?
I want to start talking about it now because you do look like you've dropped a few lbs. JD
really?
Scroggin. Yeah. Maybe it's the Captain America sweatshirt that does it. Is that
maybe. I am wearing a Captain America sweatshirt. Let's put it all out on Front Street.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Captain America sweatshirt
that
my Nina got me for Christmas.
Maybe it's thinning.
Last Christmas.
Maybe it's thinning.
Yeah.
It's a thinning sweatshirt.
Mexican Americans with their Nino and their Nina.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
By?
Cheech.
Cheech, yeah. There you go. Of Cheech and Cheech Marin?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you do look a little bit less.
Okay.
Less. There's less of you.
There's
it looks
a little
like.
Bit, yeah, I lost a little bit more than 15 pounds at this point.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
So it's working.
The diet a little
so
bit.
So you're saying no bread and a
I've
little.
I've upped my exercise a little bit, so it is working.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you say that you notice it because I was already fat to begin with. I just feel like a little less fat. So.
Yeah. Like just thinner, you know, you can, that the first, like the first few pounds I think are easy to tell. And then there's a middle amount, probably, like when you're losing a ton of weight. I know, like, my sister lost 100 pounds at one point.
Oh, my goodness. How'd she lose 100 pounds? What was her secret?
Just diet, eating a lot less, and running every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Running. That's the next step I need to add.
Yeah, like every day, like maniacally.
I said I was going to run a mile every day, or at least three times a week. And I haven't quite done that yet. Yeah. I've done a couple of times, but nothing major.
I've lost, like, probably 10 pounds, but it's been all based on exercise. The first week... I dieted really well, and then the week right before.
And now you're just Cheatsville, USA. I come over here and you're eating bread.
I waited.
Sugar.
I waited.
You probably had jelly on that sandwich, didn't you?
It was honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Nature's sugar.
Yes, I understand. So you're eating bread. I come into the house. You're stuffing your face with bread and sugar.
If you would have been on time,
that's our deal too.
Just started.
If you're a regular listener, you may know this. We talked about this on one of the podcasts. Owen and I entered a pact. Somebody called me fat. By extension, he was also calling Owen fat. And because Owen weighed a little bit more than me at the time.
Yes.
So we decided to do a diet. We gave up sugar and bread.
Sugar? Whoa, 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 bread.
Well, you at least agreed to tasty, like sugary treats.
I have been.
You agreed to sugary, no sugary treats.
But I have been doing good with sugary treats, like a okay. lot better with sugar
Except
stuff.
Except I was at a party, the same party as you on Saturday, and you had two cupcakes.
I said I'd been doing a lot better. I didn't say I was perfect.
Wait, you know, you said good. That's not good.
Not that day.
You could have just had one cupcake. Why'd you get two?
Because Diana makes really good cupcakes, apparently.
I know, but restraint.
I know.
Just have one cupcake.
I need to get back on. And that's why I need you around, J.D. Scroggins. That's why I need to see you every
week. I was there and you didn't care.
Well, you but it was out of context. I need to see you on a weekly basis.
You were looking me in the face as you were stuffing the second one in your mouth.
Yeah, because I already had it and I realized the irony of the situation or the gravity of the situation.
So, all right. Well, you agreed to at least limit your sugary treats and we were giving up bread. I decided to like totally go no wheat flour or any kind of... refined sugar. So I'm basically on the low carb, high fat diet.
Wow. So you're eating a lot of like meats and stuff?
Lots of veggies. Actually, it's like as much veggies as you want. And then some meats. So a little bit of starches, but not very much. And then some dairy.
I have a friend who eats a ton of carrots throughout his day just to try to keep himself full, but he just hates carrots so bad. And he doesn't put any like dressing on them. He just like just eats carrots, right? Is there something like that?
Does he have good vision now?
He's well in shape. He does like triathlons and stuff.
Okay. I think it's a good idea.
He just like messages me in the middle of the day sometimes. I hate carrots, ..
Yeah.
So what types of veggies have you been stuffing down your gullet?
For snacks throughout the day, I have two things. I eat like I bought that big pouch of like cauliflower, broccoli and carrots mix.
Okay.
And then I eat that. And I dip it in like ranch or whatever.
Oh, so you
just
do dip
a little
it.
Bit. Yeah, yeah, because you can't just eat like, straight up.
Well, that's what he does. He eats like carrots.
Yeah, well, carrots are a little bit more tasty than like broccoli and cauliflower.
Okay.
So I just dip a little bit of ranch, but I make sure that the ranch that I get is like no sugar. I don't necessarily look for low fat, but I'm looking for no sugar and I'm looking for the kind of oil that's in it, if there's any. Huh.
Interesting. So how much like preparation would you say did all?
Oh,
that
I have
take?
Lots of nuts. I have a lot. I bought a thing of mixed nuts, so that's my other snack. It's nuts and veggies.
A big box of Planters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much.
So
little hand. If I'm hungry, a little handful of nuts.
Okay. Really.
That should be a drop.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the Barquette drop in this episode.
What the hell is Hurricane
and Scroggs? we're halfway to a commercial. So like preparation wise, that's been the biggest thing for me. On days that I do really well, I'll like pack a yogurt and I'll pack a banana and I'll pack a lunch that includes like, you know, some salad and chicken or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I get home from work and I say to myself, I didn't have anything really bad today. How much is preparation like the key for you in that? Because I know that's like the biggest thing for me is
for like the diet.
Yeah,
is anyone interested in this?
Yeah, I just want to know.
Okay,
I just want
to
know.
Let's get to the I'll answer this question. Then we'll just get to the most interesting things about this diet because I already sound like we're super boring.
Okay, but podcast is long form, and so
know,
if we're gonna
I
talk
know,
about
I
a topic. I just want to know.
So what was your question again? Like, what's
like
the,
preparation
is like
wise?
Is
what's
the battle? Is that what you're asking?
No, like what's the amount of preparation that you have to do that? Do you just keep it in the fridge at work? Like, do you keep it in the fridge at home and at work? Do you keep like a big thing of cauliflower and broccoli, you know, like a bag of it in the fridge at work, or do you like prepare? Do you put it in a Pyrex container and take it to work? Like, what's the amount and timing wise in terms of the preparation that it takes on a daily basis?
Fortunately for me, I can work sometimes from home and sometimes evenings, so I can have breakfast and lunch at home, so I don't really have to worry about that. And then I'll just pack a dinner, you know, take a salad to work. I've been getting some salads from like Walmart and Vons and that kind of thing.
Like single serving
single
salads?
Servings, but usually they're so big I can only eat half of them, and then I eat the other half for the next day's lunch.
Do you have any chicken or anything with them, or is it just straight lettuce?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you go to the supermarket, and they have those little packaged salads, and they'll have, like, chicken, or they'll have, like, ham.
With dressing
with
and stuff, yeah, and cheese.
Yeah, I try not to use
like a
too
pouch,
much dressing.
Like a pouch.
But if it's a good dressing that's in there with it, I'll use it.
Like a balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do the vinegar-based dressings,
really?
Honestly. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, some of them I can do better than others. Okay.
I'd rather have plain salad than have a vinegar.
So I haven't weighed myself lately, but I'm hoping that I'm like where I have been because I've been working out a lot, although my diet's like slowly been deteriorating. So I think after today, like this does help me to talk about it. That's why I am asking you, even if it's slightly boring.
Dude.
It's a purely
here's an interesting thing. I will sometimes, when I'm hungry, I will go to the fridge And nobody else in my household is doing this diet, by the way. So there's like tasty stuff all over the place that my wife wants to eat. And it's for my son too. He has like fruit snacks and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I could eat the whole box. I go to the kitchen and I'm like, I know I want something sweet. And I go and I look and I'm like, there's all this stuff. I could totally eat it and no one would know. I'm home alone. But then I just think like, no, I'm not going to.
That's
and
really
like
good.
Something kicks in the back of my head. I'm like,
the
no.
The first couple weeks I was like that.
I will be humiliated by myself.
The first couple weeks I was like that. And then like lately it's just been a lot harder. But I kind of thought Thanksgiving might do that to me. And maybe it's because I planned for it in some way. Yeah, we're looking at this fly. This, oh, Miyake-san.
Wax on, it's stay on.
So yeah.
That was a Shaq rap quote. Sorry for the mid-90s Shaq rap quotes.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Can They Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Is that song?
Five Dog. No, I don't remember what.
Fushnikins?
I don't remember what song that was from.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay. All right. So I was going to say, what I was going to say before we got off on this tangent about food is that tomorrow night.
And Shaq Fu.
Shaq,
and Shaq Diesel.
Believe me, I could talk about Shaq for hours. Yes. Is that I'm going
to
be.
Shaq Fu or Shaq Diesel? I think you need to disclaim.
Shaq, oh, what was the
Shaq Fu or Shaq Diesel? Or actually it would be Shaq Diesel or Shaq Fu. You need to disclaim which one.
The Big Aristotle. The Big Aristotle. I'm a big fan of the Big Aristotle.
Okay.
Or the big I don't know, he gave himself a lot of nicknames.
Yes. Well, I'm not talking about nickname, like the albums.
Oh.
The first one was called Shaq Diesel, then the second was called Shaq Fu.
Yeah, I don't have a preference.
Oh. Okay.
I like them both equally.
All right.
AKA, I didn't listen to all of them in perpetuity.
Either one.
But I do have What's Up, Doc on my on my iPod. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, world. So I'm going to go tomorrow. You know, we were talking about the radio, and I'm going to be on ESPN Radio tomorrow
night. I heard
about
this.
It's going to be on at like
4:45
Waz.
And Wiggity Wiggity Waz.
Along with Waz. And
the Waz.
It's something that's going to challenge me, JD. It's a Giants DVD viewing party that they're having there. And I think
DVD viewing party? What, so like the DVD you get when you subscribe to Sports Illustrated? Right. The San Francisco Giants.
Championship DVD, right. So okay. It's going to be like that.
Okay.
And it's going to be like a viewing.
They couldn't even spring for the Blu-ray? That's kind of
sad.
Well,
I mean, I guess it's a, yeah, whatever it is. I don't know if it's DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, but it's going to be on all the screens at Buffalo Wild Wings right after the show, I'm sure. I think it's probably at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to be on until like 5:45 or 5:50.
Have you eaten there yet? It's right around the corner from your house.
I did, and I took the gift card that you gave me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I went there a couple weekends ago. Yeah.
So did you like it? Because it's brand new, right?
It used to
be
okay,
a Taco
yeah.
Bell. It used to be a Taco Bell Pizza Hut. That's weird.
Just a Taco, mostly a Taco Bell.
There was Pizza Hut in there too.
Was there at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay. You know, I think wings in general don't agree with my stomach as much as they maybe should. And
because they're too spicy.
Yeah.
Can you eat spicy things?
I don't know. I mean, even the mild ones were like, oh my gosh. it wasn't great, but,
you're kind of a mild.
So
person.
I went in there. So the food's fine. You know, it's what I expected. The beer was good.
Are we doing a full blown review?
No, that's all. You asked me how it was. So that's how I said,
oh, okay.
But it's going to really challenge my, like, my ability to like put away my fansmanship, for lack of a better term.
Oh, that's right, because you are a big Dodgers fan.
And I'm going to be surrounded.
And Waz is a big Giants fan?
Waz is a big Cardinals fan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he's from Indiana.
Yeah, so he's a Cardinals fan. So, you know, he's had success lately, so he doesn't, you know.
That's right.
The
you
Giants
know
when
have we had went, success when lately. When Cal Poly was in the NCAA tournament last
Saint
year,
Lou.
We went to St. Louis, and Waz was there at the same hotel as me, and he broke off at a certain point when I went to the stadium. He broke off and went to, our hotel was right next to the Bush Stadium. Is it New Bush Stadium? I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever it is, yeah. Wherever the Cardinals play. And he got like a private tour. He like snuck in and like found somebody to give him a tour. It was really, I guess it's a dream come true if you're a Cardinals fan.
If you ever see Waz in person, ask him about his time at Cameron Indoor Stadium, where he also...
he snuck in. He told me that story too. Yeah.
It's
basically sneaks in everywhere.
It's a great story.
We are exposing him now.
We all have friends like that, though. You know
if
what
you
I mean?
See Waz, he probably snuck in wherever you were.
Probably not actually anymore. Waz got connections now, but
yes.
Back in the day, that's one of my favorite stories. So it will challenge me. It will challenge my ability to stay professional with a bunch of Giants fans around. And I can't see myself hanging around and watching this DVD. It's right down the street from my house. Hey, I got to get home and put my kid to bed, I think. And I think I'm just going to be able to barely hold it together with all the orange and black.
Come on. Well, think about it. Put it this way. What's the worst that could possibly happen? Think about it. What's the worst thing that could possibly happen to this party?
I think if like somebody started like heckling me in particular.
No one's going to have. Are you going to go wearing your Dodgers hat and shirt?
I've gone to the Giants victory, the trophy thing that they did. I went there with my Dodgers gear on. Yeah.
Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you wear your Dodgers clothes tomorrow?
I'm not going to.
As like a show of nonviolent protest.
I don't want to know.
You know, like the protesters in New York and in Berkeley when they lay down and they block the streets or whatever. You can go in the parking lot and just like block the driveway.
As we speak right now, the Dodgers are actually have been quiet all winter for the winter. And I know we're getting into sports, but they've been quiet all winter. And there's
talking about
Jimmy Rollins. Yeah, Jimmy Rollins is rumored to be from the Phillies. Rumored to be going to the Dodgers.
Another washed up veteran.
And the Dodgers are making
The Dodgers need more of.
No, but there's other moves too, and
other
a couple people
up veterans are available as well.
Cole Hamels, maybe. So like if the Dodgers end up with Cole Hamels before tomorrow afternoon, then there is a possibility that Blue gets broken out, and you shake.
I wish that the face that I'm making could be translated audio.
What's the word? Picard. It's the Picard fist palm without the face palm. Okay, so I want to move on because I know we have some hot what's crapping intakes too today.
Make it so.
Yeah, but before we get to the what's crapping intakes, along with your Captain America shirt, I also noticed, and your slimmed down physique, I also noticed you had something else going on.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit different.
This is why we weren't podcasting. I was getting new glasses.
Yeah, so tell me.
It was a long affair.
As somebody who doesn't wear glasses,
it was a big ordeal.
How much of an ordeal is it to get new glasses?
It's not as much of an ordeal as it should be.
Really?
Excuse me. I put that backwards. It's more of an ordeal.
Do you get to keep your
old
ones?
It's more of an ordeal than it should be. Yeah, I keep my old. Well, what happened to my old ones is they broke. Oh. I was funny. I don't know.
So this wasn't like your every 2 years frames.
No, I keep them until they wear out pretty much. Until they're too scratched and I can't wear them or they break somehow. And I was napping with my son in bed, in his bed. He has a little baby, like a little kid's bed now.
Right.
He graduated from the crib. So we were reading books and I fell asleep reading him a book in the afternoon and we both fell asleep. It was his nap time and my glasses fell off and I rolled over them. More evidence that I need to lose weight. I rolled over my glasses and crushed them and broke them. So I had been gluing them and taping them and I just got so tired of it.
How long have you had those glasses?
They're like 3 years maybe.
Okay.
So I was, my prescription got updated.
Did your eyesight get worse?
Yeah.
Significantly?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, not significantly, but a little bit. I got a stronger prescription.
Can you tell the difference?
Oh yeah, totally. Because when I got the glasses, I was like, whoa. Like everything was blurry. It was so much blurrier than I expected that the glasses would be that I didn't even take them. I was like, this is too blurry. I can't have this. And then I slept on it overnight and I went back in the morning and I was like, well, maybe I'll just take them and see what happens.
So your eyes have adjusted?
Yeah, they've adjusted. But the thing I wanted to say, though, about the glasses is because you asked me, because you don't have glasses.
No.
Have you ever worn any kind of glasses at all?
Just
you have
sunglasses.
Perfect eyesight?
I don't know if I have perfect. I haven't been to the eye doctor in a while.
Okay. Well, you know how I found
out? My eyes want to go outward.
Yeah.
So I have to do like they told
like
me
they
back
both
in the
like
day,
one wants to go that way no, and then one wants to look the other way.
Yeah, like the inside muscles aren't as strong.
Yeah.
So like they told me to do these exercises where I basically make myself cross-eyed.
Okay.
But I haven't
because you're getting uncross-eyed.
Yeah, the opposite of cross-eyed.
What's the opposite of cross-eyed? Is there a term for it?
I don't know. It's like I can see far away really.
Wide-eyed.
Good. Yeah, I can see far away really.
Why?
Good.
As in why? The letter Y.
Yeah.
Wide-eyed.
I like it.
There you go. Patent pending. But the thing I wanted to say about the new glasses though is, and maybe you'll have an interesting perspective on this because you are a non-glasses person. Mm-hmm. My wife wears contacts. Other people I know wear contacts. I could never do contacts ever in a million years.
No. Yeah.
Because you have to touch your eyeball to put them in. You know how you put contacts in?
Not just no, hell no.
Do you know how to put contacts in?
No, yeah.
You go like this and you open your eyeball like that and you hold it open and then you take the thing
I can't even
put it right on your eyeball.
JD, I can't even
God, my eyes are watering just thinking about
it. I can't even put eye drops in, dude. Like, I can't even hold my eye open long enough to put eye drops in. How am I ever supposed to put an actual, like, thing to stay in there? No. I'm wearing glasses if I need glasses. That's my life.
Yeah, totally. Like, the eye doctor put drops in my eyes to do the tests. Yeah, and like my eye watered so much it squirted right back at him. It was like he put the drop in, more just came right back out. My tear ducts are definitely working.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that. And then also, do you think I would look weird if I didn't have glasses? Do you think I would look weird with contacts? Because you'll see, because we took our.
It'd be an update.
We took our.
I don't think you'd look weird. I think people need to get used to like how people look when they take their glasses on or put them off. I mean, that's why glasses are such an interesting thing, I think, in terms of how people look. You know, somebody with sunglasses or without, or with regular glasses or without, it totally changes the complexion of your face. And if you're used to seeing somebody with glasses all the time, then yeah, it makes a difference. But just like a beard or a goatee makes a difference, when somebody shaves that or when somebody takes the glasses off, it takes a second to get used to. And then you're used to it again. So,
well, you'll get used to it because we did our Christmas card and then my glasses were broken, so I didn't wear them. Okay. So my Christmas card's going to be no glasses.
Okay.
But now I've got these, so.
I like it.
There's a guy who wears sunglasses when we play basketball.
Okay.
And he doesn't take them off.
Yeah, they could be. It's weird. They could be.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if he listens to this or not. Yeah, but peripheral. Dude, let me tell you this. It's weird that you play with sunglasses when we play basketball.
They're not goggles either.
No, they're not goggles. They're like Oakleys or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if they have frames, then it's weird. If they don't, if they're like frameless on the sides, then I could see it maybe being okay in terms of sunglasses, because you could still see to the side of you if you really needed to.
It just seems weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've shot with sunglasses before. I mean, if I could just go shoot, but like the fact that you're having to turn your head so much and I mean, half of basketball and defense is vision and knowing where you are on the court and where other people are. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank
weird.
You, Coach Main. Main Street.
You're welcome. Yeah, speaking of basketball, today I went and took some pictures at of Mission Prep boys in preparation for the Christmas Classic.
The MPXC.
Yeah, down to the Mission. Next to the Bear.
Yeah.
The Bear Fountain.
You're kind of a Mission booster now, aren't you?
I'm not about a booster. I'll take pictures.
A Mission opportunist?
I don't know about that either. You know, I like local sports, and that's the closest school to my house. So.
That's your hometown team?
I mean, kind of, yeah. It's Mission and Slough High now.
Yeah.
It's a long drive to Cambria, man.
This I know. Yeah. I haven't been in a while.
Me either.
We'll have to do a road trip.
Hopefully they'll have some water after.
Dude, that's what we could do. We could do another pod. So we've got a couple podcasts already lined up. One is you come over to my house, we play DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
Another one, we record while we drive to Cambria and then do something and then come back.
Like go to a basketball game? No.
No. Like go to Cambria. What do you do? We go to
Main Street Grill
and get the shrimps or whatever and then come back.
It's the same as Firestone, but sure.
Well, they don't have the shrimps at Firestone.
They don't? Okay.
That's what you told me.
I never said that.
You said go to Main Street Grill and get some kind of shrimp because they don't have the shrimp in San Luis.
It's not me that said that.
It was you. Yeah, it was. I don't call. Who else would I call about Cambria? Like every time I'm in Cambria,
Shrimps.
Every time I'm in Cambria, I text
the
you.
The shrimps.
Yes. Every time in Cambria, I text you, and I'm like, "What should I do in Cambria? I have no clue."
I told you the pizza places in Cambria, and
yeah, but then you got them mixed up. You didn't even know which one was which. It was like go to J and C. Oh no, go to C and J.
There's JJ's and JBJ's.
Yeah,
either like, one's good.
Can't remember which one is which.
They're all good.
Either one is good.
They're all good.
No, they're not all good. See, this is the problem with you. You just stuff anything in your face. You have no standards for food. That's why you keep eating all the sugary treats. Because you're just like, whatever. I don't care. It all tastes good.
It does taste good.
This is why. But see, I cheat too on the diet, but I only cheat very little.
Yeah.
And I have high standards.
That's because you don't have an addiction.
No, I do.
That's because you don't have a real addiction.
Dude, I have the addiction, but I have standards for my cheats. Huh. So, like, I'm not just going to cheat any old thing. I'm not just going to go, oh, it looks
so you're like an alcoholic who only drinks top shelf vodka?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like the most interesting sugar eater in the world. I don't always eat sugar. But when I do, I prefer, you know, whatever.
Okay. So, I
didn't have anything prepared for the end of that joke.
I want to hear the what's crappenins today.
Oh, what's crapping in?
Yeah,
all right, let's
get a little what's crapping in going on.
Yep, if you've been having what's crapping in withdrawals, here's a couple right down the poop chute for you. Every week we...
It's been like 3 weeks.
Yes, every week we bring you the latest in what's happening in poop around the world.
And I wanted to just say, you know, we talked about the show Poop Office one of the times recently, and we're going to try to get the Poop Office writer,
staff,
somebody from Poop Office.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We should.
To be on our show. So hopefully sometime soon we'll be able to
do that.
Yes,
we need to hook up with that person, have them on.
That would be
cool. And do a podcast with them.
Yeah. That'll be like
because somebody who does
like a
thing,
total what's crap.
Somebody who dedicates their life to Poop Office, you know they've got some things to say about poop.
And you know that they've like they're probably pretty interesting.
Totally.
One way or another, they're interesting.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be good. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm interested.
Okay, so I was telling you about this story off the air. This is from Dateline, Washington, D.C.
Dateline, our nation's capital.
Yes. It's going crazy there. You know, and I'm going to preface this by just saying this. You know there's people out there, especially during the holiday season, that will drive door to door and steal packages off of your porch? It's like, you know, everyone's buying stuff on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and you're buying stuff from Amazon, and you're having it delivered for Christmas presents and stuff.
Totally.
There's people around the holidays who will go to your homes, drive by, and snatch gifts off of your porch and just take them and walk away. And there's no repercussions for these people unless somehow they get caught or you have a surveillance camera and someone identifies them.
Right.
It's the most despicable thing you could do, like stealing Christmas presents.
It really is.
You're like, oh God. It's like
you're the worst person in the world.
You are the worst person in the world. And let me tell you, I have seen this firsthand, by the way, because I told you sometimes I work from home or work nights, so I don't go into the office until a little bit later. Last year, last Christmas season, I was at home. I had a package delivered to my house. The FedEx guy or the mailman, whoever it was, put the package on my porch. And since I was home, I was doing other things. I didn't go get it right away. I knew it was there, but I didn't go get it right away. I was, I don't even remember what I was doing, but something else. I was like, oh, I'll get it on my way out because I was about to leave for the office in like an hour or two.
Right.
So it's there. I knew it was there. A little while later, I see a car driving slowly down our block. This person drives slowly past our house, pauses in front of the house right next to us, then goes in full reverse back to our house and parks. I didn't recognize this person, the car, nothing. It was really weird.
Uh-huh.
The person gets out of their car, walks onto the sidewalk and looks both ways, looks this way, that way, doesn't see anyone and starts walking up my driveway toward the porch.
Towards your house.
Towards my house. And at this point, it was a woman. It was a white woman with curly hair, shoulder length.
Uh-huh.
If you see this woman, kick her.
Not all short haired curly, not all short curly haired women.
It wasn't short. It was like shoulder length.
Okay, not all.
They're
not
a little
all
bit longer than shoulder.
It's not all the women. It's just this one.
I'm just saying. I'm profiling right now.
Profile away.
Because that's what she looked like to me. She was a little bit heavy set as well.
Okay.
She was probably a mid 30s. I would say.
Okay.
Mid to late 30s. Anyways, she's walking up the driveway, and I'm like, "What is this woman doing?"
Uh-huh.
She's like eyeballing the package, which is on my on my porch.
And you're in your house.
I'm in the house. And I'm looking at her through the window. I'm like, this woman's
going... Is your car in the garage?
My car was in the driveway.
The driveway. Oh, my God.
I'm like, this woman is going to snatch my package. She's walking right over to it. Uh-huh. So I went over to the door.
And you waited?
And I waited. And as she came to the door, I opened the door.
Uh-huh.
And I went out there. And I looked, stared her down.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me. And she's like, oh, does Brandon live here? Oh. And then just turned around and started walking to her car again.
Because she knew the answer. She knew that.
Exactly.
You should have been like, yeah, I'm Brandon. What's up?
Yeah, no, there's no Brandon.
That's what I would have said. Yeah, I'm Brandon. What can I do for you?
Yeah, totally. Totally. And then she just goes back to her car and drives away. Later, let's see, maybe a week or two later, there was a surveillance video that we got on the Tribune website at SanLuisObispo.com.
Was it her?
No, it wasn't her, but it was another instance.
Yeah,
it was someone
in
who
AG,
had a,
right? That one was
it was
like,
in AG,
yeah,
yes.
I remember
and
that.
It was someone who had a surveillance camera, and you saw it. The car did the same thing. Went slowly past the house. Went to the next house, backed up in reverse, parked.
Yeah.
The person ran up, got the package, ran back to the car. It was the same profile. And I was like, oh my God, if I had to do that all over again, by the way.
Yeah.
I would have let that woman take my package.
Totally. That's what I'm saying.
I would have let her pick it up.
And start walking towards her car.
And then as soon as she picked it up, I would have opened the door, ran out there, jumped on her, karate chopped her neck, like made sure that I got her arms behind her back, called 911 and did a citizen's arrest right then and there.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish I had been smart enough to do that.
Or videotaped it.
Not even videotaped.
But that too.
Just straight up, you picked up my stuff, you're on my property, boom, sweep the leg. Scrape your face against the concrete. Hold your arms down.
You're done.
Citizen's arrest. Totally. Yes, dude. If I had to do it all over, that's exactly what I'd done. Yeah. Now, we may be talking about a different story if it was a big dude who looked right. like he could possibly match up with me.
Then maybe you just
take a video. Then I maybe wouldn't have done that.
Maybe just take a video at that point. Get his license plate number.
But this woman, there's no way I would have not fought her. Right. Totally. Because that's the most despicable thing you can do. Just like go get somebody's package off their porch.
The thing I would be worried about is if I attacked somebody like that, you know they're going to lie about whatever happened and like, oh, this person attacked me and blah, blah, blah. Like they're going to...
No, it doesn't matter. I'd press charges. I don't care. That this person that's what I like about you. The porch.
That's what I like about
came
you.
Came to my porch. Why was that person there? Why is this person at my house? Right. I didn't invite them there. Right. What's? Look at the evidence, yeah. officer. Look at the evidence. I don't know this woman.
Their car's parked right out in front of my house.
She parked right there. What is she doing here? What is she? I didn't invite her here. Right. I didn't trick her to come.
Right.
What's she doing here? She's snatching packages. Go look in her car. I bet you there's more packages.
Right. Well, that's exactly right.
Totally. Yeah. That, no. That she would have went down awesome. So hard. If I could do it all over again, that's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah.
I should buy handcuffs and just keep them in my house just in case someone tries to snatch off my off my porch. Again.
I'm not even gonna go there. Yeah. So well, okay. So that.
So with that,
all that
in
said,
mind, yeah, all that said, with that in mind, here is the story. A Washington, D.C. woman was so fed up with thieves stealing her packages. This is from, it's all over the place.
This is going to get good.
It's all over the place, but this is from myfoxdc.com.
Uh-huh.
But there's tons of stories out there if you look for them. Was so fed up with thieves stealing her packages on her front step while she was at work that she decided to give them a special delivery. This woman had multiple packages stolen from her porch, so she wrapped up a package filled with crap.
That is fantastic. God, that's gross, but it's amazing.
With the help of her two dogs, she says she figured out a way to put on the brakes on a number of package thefts in her DC neighborhood.
Oh, dog. So it was dog
poop.
She
shoveled dog poop into a garbage bag and put it into a box. So there's video. They actually have surveillance video too here. Check this out. There's the guy. There's a very clear shot of the guy's face as he comes up to the porch and he's just walking down the street. He very directedly walks right up to the porch as soon as he gets there, grabs the package, and then turns around and walks off with it. And he looks to see, you know, to make sure no one sees him.
That's the best.
And so basically this guy hopefully gets caught because his face is totally on camera. Oh, I hope he gets busted so bad.
Yeah.
But either way, if he doesn't get busted, he picked up a box full of poop, basically. Yeah, dog
and he's going to open it up like it's something fun, and he's going to be like, oh, somebody got
me. Yeah. So I wonder if this guy... My question to you is this guy going to not do this anymore because he got one poop box?
No.
Or is he just going to keep snatching packages?
It would take there to be... I think the poop to regular ratio, and I think the idea would be that you would need to put something in the package so that when whoever opened it up opened it, that they didn't just see the poop and like wash their hands and they're okay. It would need to be a poop explosion in order to really make it a deterrent. They would need to make it a poop explosion, and there would need to be like probably at least 20% of the packages on any given doorstep might be a poop explosion. If that was the case, that would definitely deter the people from doing things.
Yes. Well, interesting you say that, because there's another story that I didn't include in What's Crappin' In.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen the game Cards Against Humanity?
No.
You've never seen Cards Against Humanity?
No.
You ever seen Apples to Apples?
Maybe.
Well, Cards Against
Humanity. What a good co-host I am.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes. Cards Against Humanity is basically the adult version of Apples to Apples.
Okay.
So it's basically everyone has a deck of cards or like a hand of cards, and then the dealer plays a card, and the card will say, you know, this situation is blank.
Okay.
And then you have these cards in your hand, and you have to pick one of the cards in your hand that best describes that situation.
Okay.
That will fit that situation. So apples to apples, you're trying to, the judge or whatever, who's the dealer of that hand, decides which card is the best. And that person who put down the best card is the winner.
Okay.
So for Cards Against Humanity, it's the same thing, except in apples to apples, it's mundane things. Like you put down a card and it says tangy, you know, and then you have to put down cards that you think would be, you know, people would think are tangy, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Zesty.
Oranges.
Yeah. Something like that. Exactly. In Cards Against Humanity, it's like R-rated things.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
There's like sexual things. Okay. There's like, you know, dirty things.
Got it.
There's also just funny, nonsensical things.
Right.
Like, it, but it's for adults. It's basically apples for apples for adults.
Got it.
So there's on the website for this game, it's very hugely popular. For Black Friday, they offered a box of bullcrap for like $8 or $6 or something like that. And that was their Black Friday deal. And it basically said, like, this is bullcrap. You're ordering bullcrap in a box. Don't, you know, this is what you're ordering.
And $8?
Yeah. And it sold out. 30,000 boxes of literal bullcrap sold out like that on the Cards Against Humanity website. So there are technically 30,000 boxes of poop that are out there waiting to be snatched.
Fair enough.
So it, warning to the snatchers. Warning to the snatchers. Now, and I don't know if the people who are buying that Cards Against Humanity thing thought it was like an expansion pack, because they do have lots of cards, expansion packs that go with that card game.
Sure.
So maybe they just thought, oh, this is a joke. It's really cards.
Right.
No, it's not really cards. It's poop. So there's at least 30,000 boxes of poop out there. There's also the boxes. Remember we talked a few weeks ago about that company that takes Bitcoin for sending poop to people's house? That still exists. So there are boxes with poop out there. I don't know what the ratio is.
Right.
But do you think that would discourage people if they're taking home poop?
Discourage people?
Yeah. Like if you're a snatcher, you're like, oh, I'm getting an Xbox.
But I think you also, if you're a good snatcher, you like have a picture for what's out there and what different boxes look like. Like, you know, there's certain size boxes that could be like electronic stuff or like a computer. And those would be probably the most valuable ones. There's probably a size and a shape and a packaging to the bullcrap box that also tells you what it is. So like if you know who the Cards Against Humanity maker is and you see that this is a box from that, then you know you could probably make some judgments there as well.
You think these are people are savvy?
I think some of them are.
Snatchers.
I think some of them are. I think a lot of them aren't, but I think I have to think that if this is what you do all day, you're going to look something up ahead of time.
Yeah.
I would like to think that, you know,
I think they're just taking every box they see.
Well, huge a-holes, you know, maybe aren't that dumb. I don't know, but maybe they are.
I think they're just taking any box they see. I having seen what I've seen about these people, like that, how they operate, I think they're just taking boxes. Like I don't think they care what's in it.
Yeah.
And then maybe if they get some boxes with poop in it, maybe they'll stop doing it. I don't know. I don't know that there's a good way to like deter this kind of thing other than poop. I don't know. Maybe
poop and like a poop explosion, I think, is a real deterrent.
Good thing you said that. Yes. So like, you know how in the bank robbers, they steal money and then they have those like, they put those little ink cartridges in there that explode all over the money.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what somebody needs to develop.
Or even just something, cartridge. Or even just something that smells like it. So like, you know, they can make anything smell like anything nowadays, right? Like they make artificial meat, artificial beef, and they can make it taste and smell just like beef, right? Like they have like, it's all chemistry. Like it's all chemistry and science. And so if you can make something, I mean, they have, you know, grass flavored jelly beans. They have poop flavored jelly beans, I think.
That's gross. I wouldn't eat that.
No, but you can.
And, I wouldn't, though. Who would eat a poop-flavored jelly bean? That's disgusting.
They're like the Harry Potter collection or something.
That's gross.
I agree.
No.
But
unless it was the real poop that
but my point
has the
is,
good poop bacteria
you
in
could,
it.
You could make a small exploding liquid that was non-toxic, except it made everything smell like poop for a really long time.
Yes. I like where you're going with this.
And so they open it up, and they just smell like... And they're like, oh, I smell like poop.
Yes.
And it maybe makes them throw up. Like, I'd love that. That's really cool.
That's what we need. And we, you know what? It needs to be standard on all packaging around the holidays. So like,
how are you going
to
keep like the people who actually, I was thinking just put out a few.
If you have a phone that has NFC on it, maybe you put the NFC to it and you'd identify yourself through your phone. Or you know those they make credit cards now with microchips in them. It's like you put your, like I bought this with this credit card with the microchip in it. You unlock your package.
I don't want them to know though. I want it to be one of these packages that people just put out as bait. That's what I want. I want it to be
the baited packages.
And we need to have a certain amount of baited packages in these areas where this is happening. Right. And you put them out and you leave them out until somebody comes by and steals them. You put them in a computer case and they open it up and poof.
I think I still have a laptop box from my last laptop.
Boom. Yeah.
I think I'm just going to put the laptop box that I have out and put litter in it. And then the cat will poop and pee in it. And then I'll just close it up after like a week and put it on the porch.
There you go. Yeah, the cat will poop and pee in it. That'll work.
Yeah. So then they take home the box, they open it up, and it's litter. Like used litter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you think if you got that? you got
if
a box.
If I stole a box?
A laptop box and you opened it up and it was like straight up litter, like clumping litter with poop and pee.
I have like the, you know, I don't steal boxes, but I think if I did, I'd have like the mindset that like nothing's over until I actually see what's in this thing. It could be the worst thing in the world. And so if I got...
You would keep digging?
No,
you would think like, oh, there might be something good under the litter.
No, but I would say like,
give me the pooper scoops.
I'd be like,
honey,
I'd chalk it up. I'd throw it in the trash and I'd chalk it up.
Oh, okay. And then you'd just be like, give me the next one. The next one.
I think that's the mentality, right? It's like, let's get 20 of these packages off of people's porches. And then, you know, maybe two of them will be a computer and one will be a Xbox. And the rest might be like, you know, baby clothes or something. But who really, you know, like we get.
But if one is exploding poop.
We get Josephine's baby food from Amazon. So like literally it's a huge box full of baby food that we get delivered. So yeah, I mean, there's lots of different stuff that could be in there, I guess, that would have varying amounts of value to somebody who's a dirty, rotten thief.
Yes.
Dirty, rotten thief.
Speaking of dirty and rotten
and
criminal activity, this is the second What's crappin' for today. This is a story coming out of Arizona, and you may have seen this or may not have seen this. I thought it was a little bit more obscure, but I'm glad I found it. A Chandler, Arizona woman was sentenced for injecting her husband with fecal matter.
That's really gross.
Yes, this woman, her husband was in the hospital. This is from azcentral.com. Arizona woman's husband was in the hospital for some like heart condition or something.
Okay.
And she went into his hospital room with syringes and injected poop into his IV. So the IV was like then feeding his veins poop intravenously.
Right.
So it made him sick and he could have died. They caught it early enough.
That's the definition of septic.
Yes. They basically caught her red-handed.
Oh my God.
And so
brown-handed?
She got busted.
Pardon me.
They caught her brown-handed with the syringes.
Hopefully not red-handed for her sake.
Tampering with the IV. And so anyway, she got busted for it. The guy ended up not dying. They caught it in time. But if they didn't catch it in time, he could have died.
Totally.
So she was on trial, presumably for some sort of murder cases. Yes, yes, yes. Well, get this. Like, the most interesting part of this to me has nothing to do with poop. The most interesting part of this story for me is that the husband pretty much totally exonerated her, or like forgave her, I guess.
Okay.
She got busted in the act. So she did it, definitely. But the husband basically said, you know, I forgive her. Don't punish her. She said she was under stress and had like blacked out during the whole thing and doesn't even remember doing it and tried to like, I don't know if she's pleading insanity or whatever, but basically was saying like, I would never do this. It wasn't me.
Lame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The husband's like, don't punish her. So anyway, she gets convicted and sentenced. Do you want to know what her sentence was?
I would love to hear what her sentence
was. Okay. Starting the day after Christmas, she must turn herself in it doesn't even say like where. She could like walk into any jail, by the way.
Okay.
Anyway, it says starting the day after Christmas, she must turn herself in at a Maricopa County jail where she will continue to be held on weekends until Christmas Day next year. She got a year of weekends.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
A one-year sentence of weekends. What do you mean that sucks so bad?
She has to go in on the weekend, every weekend to jail.
Yes, every weekend to jail.
I guess she doesn't really have to do chores then.
But it doesn't even specify. It just says America. So if that's
how
true.
How many Maricopa
County
jails
are there? Now, this could just be a typo.
No.
I don't know.
It's a specific. It could be a specific one.
Presumably, there's county jails in like every... You know, but multiple cities, not every city, but
Maricopa County is not that big, though.
No, you know, from firsthand. See, this is I'm not an Arizona aficionado.
It's Arizona. Okay, I was picturing Maricopa in California.
Oh no,
it's like Maricopa is kind of rural, isn't it? Like up like on I picture you'd know more about Maricopa. Yeah, Maricopa County in Arizona is pretty big. I think that's like around Phoenix somewhere.
Yeah. So
I don't know that for sure. I might be making that up.
Well, let me ask you this. If let's say someone tried to kill you, would you be happy with their sentence of 1 year of weekends?
He pleaded to not have her sentenced. So
that's like
I would not. If somebody tried to kill me, I would not let them off the hook.
Like that shouldn't matter what he says.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how would I feel about it?
I don't think they gave her a light sentence because he said so.
I would feel not good about it. I would feel not good about the fact she tried to kill me, and then I would not worry about what her sentence was beyond. I hope she got a really big sentence. Yeah,
weekends. If someone tries to kill me,
weekends are pretty much garbage for that sentence. Yeah, I think his opinion did matter in this case. If somebody tried, it's attempted murder. If somebody tried to do that, and he was like, "Yes, this lady tried to murder me. She's dangerous. Please do something to her." You don't think they would have done something worse? I think they would have.
If someone tries to kill me and they get a year of weekends, I would be so pissed off. I don't care. That's ridiculous.
I'm moving to South America at that point.
If someone got caught snatching a package off my porch and got a year of weekends, I would be really pissed off. If someone...
Really?
You think? Yes. If someone... Yes, that's a terrible sentence. A year of weekends? You can just come and go as you please? Like, oh, all right, I'm leaving jail now, going back home.
Well, I think the thought is a lot of people do 2 weeks or a week, and so, like, weekends are probably the time that the jail is less crowded, too. I'm just saying. And, you know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to say...
Let's see the next person she injects with poop,
and we'll see what happens, and here's what I thought she was gonna,
this is justice or not.
What I thought that you were going to say, JD, is that she got to go to the jail, and she had to, like, clean the latrines... That's what I thought you were
going
to say.
You wanted some sort of poop-related punishment?
Yeah, I thought that would have been a good one. Like, for a year, every Saturday and Sunday, she had to go clean, like, or for, like, you know, for a period of time, she had to go, like, clean the jail cells, clean the latrines at the jail somehow. I thought that would have been appropriate.
You think that would be justice?
Because prisoners don't give a crap. Get it? No. I didn't trail off, at least that time.
You think that would be justice, though, if she had to clean poop? Because she pulled off some poop-involved caper.
Caper.
So poop has to be involved in the punishment somehow?
Yeah, why not? She could clean, like, dog poop at the shelter.
Yeah.
She could, like, do any number of poop-related things.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Let's say someone pulled off a crime against you, and they didn't have to do jail time.
All right.
But you got to... like shove your own poop in their face and like mush it around in their mouth and stuff. Would you?
No, that's gross.
You'd want them to do jail instead.
Yeah.
Like if they gave you the option, this person can do like 2 months in jail or you can mush poop in their face.
Cause the mushing poop in your face is a traumatic experience for that person that they're going to come back on me at some point. They're going to, and it's traumatic for me. I don't want to hold poop.
It's not traumatic to be in jail.
I have a hard time killing a spider, dude. Like, so like, or smashing like a crunchy bug. And so smashing poop in somebody else's face is not, it's not something that I think
I'm... Okay, what if the sentence was not you got to smash the poop, but somebody else got to, like an official...
I would think about it more.
An official of the court smashed the poop and you got to watch.
Yeah, I would think about it more. It would be more of a consideration.
So you wouldn't want to be the executioner, but executioner, but you would want somebody else to do it?
The executioner. Yeah, I think if that was what our society was, but... our society doesn't shame people like that. Whether it should or not is up for debate, but it doesn't.
Doesn't shame criminals?
Not like that.
Doesn't shame them enough? Or doesn't shame them,
enough.
Period?
Doesn't shame them in a poop-related manner.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
Hurricane and Scroggs for president. We're running on the poop platform. We're tough on crime.
We're stinky on crime. What do you say?
Yes.
Don't.
We're on crime. That's our platform.
It's great. It's great. That's fantastic. So,
all right, so that's all I got. Did you have anything else that you wanted to discuss? Are we getting close to the end here
for today? Yeah, I think we're getting close to the end. So I know we didn't really talk about the schedule. I know you talked about it a little bit at the beginning. We're really hoping in the future to do things on a more weekly basis, I think is safe to say.
Yep.
If you have any feedback for either myself or JD, you can feel free to tweet us or email us. You can tweet JD at SLO College Beat. SLO College Beat.
Because
he's the slow college beat writer for the Tribune.
Yes.
You can also... find his stuff. What? So does Rebel Mouse just organize your tweets, or does it have other stuff on there?
The reason I started Rebel Mouse, I'll go to it quick. I'll give you the short story.
Yeah, we have time. We have time.
The reason I started it is because I tweet a lot of stuff. Like, I tweet all of my stories, and I tweet a lot of pictures and I retweet pictures, retweet, and I retweet stuff, other people's tweet. Excuse me, that I think are interesting.
Yeah.
And so, if you're not on Twitter, you kind of miss all of that stuff. Yeah. But if you go to rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin, you will see all of the social content that I put out there. So all my stories, all photos I take, photos I retweet.
Twitter? Is it all from Twitter?
It's, yeah, it's mostly from Twitter. Okay. I can post stuff up on there that I can just put on there myself.
Okay.
But I have it set up automatically, so where the stuff that I put on Twitter and, right. and the stuff I put on Twitter and Facebook is very similar. So it's pretty much the same thing.
Same content. Yeah.
So that goes to Rebel Mouse as well. So if you're not following, you know, Blogging with Scroggin on Facebook, and if you're not on Twitter, but you still want to see all that social content, like Cal Poly sports stuff,
you just
go to rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin. You can see the whole thing. It's called a social front page, and you're able to see all this content all in one place. You don't have to worry about being on Twitter all the time, because maybe
it just
throws it
up there.
Yeah, and maybe I'm tweeting in the morning and you don't get on Twitter till nighttime, so I don't show up in your feed.
And it makes things theoretically that are more important bigger automatically, or JD can make things bigger
too. I can
too.
Put things where I want them to be,
if you want to organize it. Or I'd imagine it just kind of organizes it for you.
Well, it's also organized by subject too. So if you want to see all the football content, if you want to see all the men's basketball content.
Does
if
it
you
automatically
see,
do that?
I've set it up to automatically do that because of the hashtags that I use. So if you ever see me using hashtags, you're like, why is that hashtag there? It's
like
usually
CP
because
bats.
CP bats that funnels all my tweets to that baseball tab on the Rebel Mouse page. I also have a tab called Armstronggram, which is all of the selfies
that Jeff Armstrong takes,
that Cal Poly president Jeffrey Armstrong takes with students and boosters and fundraising,
whoever wants to take
whoever's
a picture
taking
with
selfies.
I mean, honestly,
use the hashtag Armstronggram. It's like Instagram, only cooler. I will find it, I will retweet it. It will be put on my Rebel Mouse page. If you go to rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin, you will see the tab
rebelmouse.com/JD Scroggin.
You will see the tab that says Armstronggram.
Nice.
Click on that. You'll see all the selfies.
Nice.
From Jeffrey Armstrong.
Nice. I've been taking a lot of pictures lately, so if you're interested in, you know, having some holiday shots taken, hit me up. Owen@fansmanship.com. You can also find me on Twitter. I haven't been tweeting from at Owen Main very much. It's been mostly all coming from at fansmanship.
But you can call him Owen Main.
Exactly. So at fansmanship, facebook.com/fansmanship, fansmanship.com, which is maybe what you're looking at with your face right now.
And try out all of the podcasts on the fansmanship.com podcast network.
Yeah, check out our pods. I've been having some good conversations with people. I got to talk to Dave Dineen from the Cal Poly team recently.
I know him myself.
Yeah, he's a...
I'm sure he was a great
interview. He was bummed not to meet you in person, actually.
Oh, really?
He asked about you, yeah.
I would have liked to have been at that game, but I had prior commitments, unfortunately.
So he works at UNLV, and he...
He does.
He was... He knew Carrie Dupron, who's the assistant coach at Cal Poly, because she used to be at UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she was at UNLV for a year or two, I think. So, yeah, they knew each other, like, in the gym. I was like, how do you guys know each other? You weren't here at the same time, were you? And no. But, they're both Cal Poly
people. He knows lots of people.
Yeah, he's a networker.
Yep.
Yeah, and good storyteller.
Yep.
His Bill Frieder story was one of my favorites. Anyway,
Go listen to it.
Check it out. That's the latest podcast on the Fansmanship podcast. For JD Scroggin, I'm Owen Main. We will catch you hopefully in about a week. Tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop big pills of ammonium. Turn on a marathon on Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah. Wax my tag, bleach my pits. Give myself epileptic fits. You know it. Custom Crocs caress my feet. Yes. Free game check.
That's right. Flula, make men. Party times! Ha, 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 yeah! At 10 a.m. I kick it off with a tuna shake and a Molotov. I pop 8 pills of Imodium, turn on a marathon on Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah.
Wax my tag, bleach my pits, give myself epileptic fits.
You know it.
Custom Crocs caress my feet.
Yes.
Pre-game checklist now complete. Tweet some tweets, blog some blogs.